Welcome back to part two of How to Change Your Life. And I am Dawn Vason, and you are listening to Holistically Whole, your podcast for all things for healthy mind, body, and soul. And we're talking about how to change your life with meditation. This is part two. So we're going to go into the top types of meditations really quick. So before we really go into this in depth and how you can do this, we're going to look at some of the top types of meditation, how you can get started with them, right? So number one, first and foremost, let's go over mindfulness meditation. This is one of the most popular forms of meditation, and it comes from the psychotherapeutic school of cognitive behavior therapy. And it revolves around becoming more aware of your own thoughts, such as you might start to control them, right? And so in mindfulness meditation, the goal is not to completely block out all thoughts, but rather to let them simply pass you like clouds without getting upset or interacting with them. And the aim, in other words, is not to engage with these thoughts. But at the same time, you can, you will allow them to go by, and you're going to make note of them so that you can develop a more accurate picture of what happens in your brain. This type of meditation is perfect for dealing with stress and overcoming anxiety and phobias. It's because it allows you to really kind of step back and observe your thoughts dispassionately. Ultimately, you really get better at using your own brain. This is the good thing about that. So for me, I actually like the visualization a little different than the cloud visualization. So I'll let you guys know what it is that I do when I meditate, whether that is sitting in a room on the floor or in the car while my kids holler. Sometimes I meditate out in the grass when my kids play. And what I do is I visually, I do close my eyes and I visually put myself into a large parking lot. And in this parking lot, I imagine there are a lot of black trash bags, right? And labeled with all of the things that I have to do, right? So I've got maybe laundry on one bag and writing a class on another bag, or writing up a report for a client, creating a logo or a graphic, whatever these things are that I need to do. And I see all of my thoughts as these trash bags. And so what I do when I meditate is I visually kind of see them and I push them out. So I imagine myself sitting inside this circle surrounded by all these trash bags. And who wants to be surrounded by trash bags? So with my mind, I kind of energetically push this circle and push the trash bags away from myself. And I see myself kind of in this parking lot where all of the bags are kind of easily scooting back further and further until they're not in the parking lot with me anymore. And I notice that they're there. I know that it's something that that's going to come back. I've got to deal with it. I've got to pick them up and put them in the dumpster. There's things on my to-do list that need to be done. But this way, I allow myself to just have these few moments of peace where I am not bombarded by thoughts and the list of things to do. So that's the visualization that I use for some mindfulness meditation. Try it out. Try out the clouds. Visualize yourself sitting there and your thoughts passing as clouds and just watch them float by. Whatever works for you. For me, I like the trash bag visualization. But that's something that I've learned over years that works for me. So meditation type number two is a body scan meditation or progressive relaxation. I like to do this one with a lot of my clients. And this is a form of meditation that's often alongside mindfulness meditation and CBT. But it can be used on its own. So this idea is that you're going to be focusing on your own body, specifically on getting it into a calm state by relaxing each muscle. And you normally do this by first contracting your muscle and then letting it release entirely. And this type of meditation is perfect for feeling calmer and happier and letting go of stress at the end of the day. In fact, it can be useful for getting ready for bed. So for me, I definitely do body scans when I'm getting ready for bed, and I actually start at my feet. So I start at the bottom and I kind of sit in a chair or on the edge of my bed is a place that I really like to sit and do this. And I begin with kind of flexing my feet and then releasing them and rolling up to my ankle and then to my shin, and I kind of hug my muscles to my shin and then let go, and I move up to my knees and kind of work them out and then kind of tighten them in and then let go, and then to my thighs and my hips and all the way up until I reach the crown of my head. And so this is kind of that body scan meditation, and it allows me to check in and see if I've got pains, right? Maybe I bumped my knee on the corner of the table and didn't realize it. And when I go to do my body scan, I go to move my knee and it's like, ah! So it's a good way to check in with your body each day as well. Meditation method number three is breath awareness meditation. So another one of my favorites. This type of meditation can be used in conjunction with many forms of meditation, or it can be considered on its own as a unit form. And sometimes I use breath awareness meditation often when I'm in the car with my kids. As you guys know, I actually have my youngest daughter right here in my lap, and she is 16 months. So she gets a little fussy in the car, and sometimes this breath awareness meditation in the car while she's fussing is very, very helpful. And it's this basic concept that you're going to focus on your breathing. It's a good way to remove distracting thoughts. So as I'm sitting there and she's kind of fussing, I just kind of take a few minutes to focus on my breathing. I usually breathe in for a four count, hold for a four count, and then exhale for a four count. And this awareness of breath, number one, it initiates some gratitude, because I remember that I'm alive, that I'm here. And even though I'm frustrated, I have the gift of breath. I am allowed to breathe. I'm allowed to have a moment where I can come back and just And some people don't have that luxury. And so this breath awareness meditation allows me to get in this moment where I feel good again. I'm able to calm down the stress in my body, because breathing is going to activate that. And this deep breathing and this aware breathing is going to calm my body, help push out negative thoughts, and really get me into a calm state much quicker, because my breath is involved. And I am using my breath to slow down the movements in my entire body. So breath awareness meditation is a great one, and we're actually going to be doing that today for our mindful our 5-day mindfulness challenge. So I will give you guys the last two examples for mindful meditation in our next episode.